Hey, Rieger, this is kind of important, so I just want to throw it in here. I get a text from my old friend Michael Bowl, who says, you're on the air right now, blah, blah, blah. You're talking about a gentleman that's 61. I think that's the guy you brought up, who was forced to retire from Amazon Web Services. Is that the guy? Yeah, yeah, listen to this. Oh, yeah. He can't find a job. What article are you referencing does give the man's name? If he's a developer, I'm looking for somebody like that. How about that?
Oh.
He might have found somebody a job.
Wow. Yeah, that was in USA Today.
It was in today's USA
yeah.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't see the story. So, Michael Bowl, if you hear us, today's USA Today, you'll find that story about the guy. And I hope you find the guy, because that'd be great if we could help somebody get a job. And also, you've heard from Keith Newell many times on the show. He gave us this. The airline pilots are told they have to retire at 65. Currently, air traffic controllers at 56. And he's speaking from experience, apparently. He says, if you lose your job after 50, very difficult to get hired again due to age. I was 55 when I was laid off. I interviewed for hundreds of jobs and was told indirectly that I was too old. He eventually had to change careers. This is something a lot of men are going through. It doesn't get talked about too much because we aren't good. We don't have a lot of advocates for men. We don't organize and get together like other groups do or have. But be that as it may, we're here for you in every way. And always a pleasure to check to see what our financial health is. And the guy who can help you and help me and help all of us is the Managing Director, Portfolio Manager of Ancora, David Sowerby. Hi, David.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Have I missed you somewhere lately? I did tell our listeners the other day when you were on Bloomberg News. Anything else going on?
I've got a little Bloomberg coming up next week, but I'm right where I need to be in my office here in Metro Detroit.
Excellent. And helping so many people. We so appreciate that. The conference board meeting, they talk about a lot of different things. What is our consumer confidence or lack thereof at right now? What's the health of the consumer as we have all of this, all of the election shenanigans that are underway?
Well, if I look at the overall health of the U.S. consumer, U.S. households, it's a solid B. And as you and I like to chat, there's no great inflation. You could make a case that the U.S. consumer is still defying gravity, that that income growth is favorable. Stocks in that are related to consumer spending are having a better than average start to 2024. All in all, the U.S. household's in pretty good shape because they have refinance their debt, right? When mortgage rates were low, they were smart and they refinanced at low rates. Income after inflation and taxes is growing 2 to 2.5%. All that rolled in is general health for the U.S. consumer.
Well, all of that rolled in belies why the I'm looking at it now. Fox News poll says voting for president right now, Trump 43%, Biden 38%. Doesn't this look good for Biden?
Well, you and I have been around the block a few times that, you know, the election is not on March 28th. It really heats up after Labor Day. I'm certainly not going to predict the outcome in November, especially in late March. I'd say all in all, if you're an incumbent and you're running for re-election, take the party's labels off of them. You've got a fighting chance to get re-elected, even though we know that inflation, while better, here's a quick statistic. Food at home. In the last 3 years, it's up 21%. Now, inflation for food at home right now is only 1% higher than year-ago levels. But in the last 3 years, on a cumulative basis, as one measure of inflation, it's up 21%. That can be a challenge if you're running for re-election.
Yeah, you would think so. Well, it depends on if the institutional media even brings that up. And generally speaking, if it's something that hurts Democrats, then they don't bring it up or they fluff it off to something else. But we totally trust you in a non-political approach to everything you ever talk with us about as managing director, portfolio manager of Ancora, David Sowerby. What would be the status of some of our consumer cyclical stocks so far in this year, 2024?
Well, if you look at let's stay close to home in Michigan. GM has been one of the best consumer stocks this year. It's up better than 20%. Ford is having a good year. Domino's Pizza, just to pick on three local companies. So it goes deeper than just Amazon for consumer cyclicals and consumer spending. So if you're looking at that, they've outpaced the more the stuff like Colgate, Procter and Gamble, the stuff we need every day, but what's more discretionary spending. It's been pretty good for the investment environment, and it all goes back to the balance sheet for households, income growth for households. Confidence could be better. You pointed that out in the beginning of the conversation. It's getting marginally better, but if you look at those consumer confidence, U of M's consumer sentiment numbers, they're still surprisingly 20% below pre-COVID levels of just over 4 years ago. That needs to get better, but you know, overall, I'll give it again a B for the health of the U.S. consumer.
Yeah, the stagnation of consumer confidence comes as, frankly, most economic indicators show the U.S. economy in very good shape, at least by historical standards. Yet we've got this anxiety that is creeping in. It's got to be because of, no better way to put it, but maybe the latest on your consumer stress indicators.
And there is pretty simple for consumer stress. Add up inflation rates for food at the grocery store, mortgage rates, gas prices. So if I add all three up today, it's about 11%. If you and I were having this conversation a little over a year ago, as inflation was really becoming problematic, it was more like 24%. The higher the number, the more stress on consumers and the households. So I think that's one of the reasons why consumer sentiment has not rebounded commensurate with what we're seeing in the jobs employment market, because they're still smarting over the fact that while inflation is going up at a slower pace, what I said at the outset, food at home in the last 3 years, the cumulative increase is 21%. I think that's what's still paining many households.
Well, let's face it. When we talk about these things, and we do often, and you help us get through them, I always say you hold our hand. This isn't political talk. These are facts and figures. These are real numbers.
Balls and strikes.
Balls and strikes, plain and simple. And then you can make your own mind up and decision on as to why you think these things are happening. But these are the balls and strikes. This is what's happening, like it or not. And it's not based on anyone's political leanings. It's based on the facts as we see them now. Food, mortgage rates, gas prices. Those are the consumer stress indicators, if you will. And though there are people saying, wait a minute, what are you doing? We've got the economy's in good shape. Well, somehow, somewhere with the people, it doesn't feel that way. It's a disconnect. And that's not bringing into the concern about the age of the candidates or their ability or disability or anything else. Those are just the facts and figures, the balls and strikes that we count on from David Sowerby, Managing Director, Portfolio Manager of Ancora, and by the way, all-round good guy. We appreciate you and your help. We appreciate you and your help always. Where are you steering your clients right now?
I think there's still more gas in the tank in U.S. stocks, both large cap and small company stocks. We've had a good start to the year, but not too fast that it can't continue over the balance of this year. And we know it's more than a single year investing environment for all your listeners.
David Sowerby, CFA, all-around good guy. He's the guy. He's the man in charge, managing director, portfolio manager at Ancora. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Paul.
We head toward 129 at WJR.